Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We live, man.
Yeah. Come on. Bossed up, man. Boss. Yeah. Music ministry, man.
No, what's up, man?
Mizzolini.
Mizzolini.
The movement, man. Check it.
Messenger, man.
Come on.
It's a brotherhood movement. I rock with my BICs.
My brothers in Christ.
I was lost, now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. The congregation's full of disciples stuck in the church just wasting the gift. How can we call ourselves saints if we ain't out here saving the sick?
They need it.
He didn't come for the righteous, he came for the sinners. He came for them deep boys, he came for the hitters, for the pimps and the prostitutes. He came for the strippers, for the ones fighting addiction and can't shake the liquor. Lost boys like it's Neverland. God's grace turned me to a better man. Spitting the word like a reverend. The whole hood sick in need for some medicine. And only Christ got the antidote. Little young and running wild with nowhere to go. The devil got his mind, body, and his soul. About to get his head sliced open like a cantaloupe. I seen it all before, what an ugly sight. I was trapped in the darkness, now I love the light. Didn't understand God's plan till I put my life in his hands. Now I gotta stand for what I know is right.
Lead the way, I'll feed your sheep. Until I die, I'll be following you.
We bossed up.
Unashamed, won't bite my tongue. Standing firm, speaking boldly about the truth.
We bossed up.
Can't nothing stop our grind. We the light, you can't stop our shine.
We bossed up.
The word, stepping outside the church to bring the truth to the curb. Young homie left to turn gone. Now he wanna praise, pick the Bible up, put the pistol down, cause he saved. You be amazed that our people are totally changed when they see someone that's honoring Jesus' name. They're tired of all of the face and lies and lame. So we stepping up to snatch sinners up out of the flame. False living, extending to say it's forgiveness. Went from hood statistic to being Jesus' witness. Went from a prison sentence to being about his business. Real life change, our way follows through repentance. Fisher of men, I'm reeling them in whatever condition they in. I never pretend the road was easy, but I choose to follow him wherever he leads me. Bossed up.
Lead the way, I'll feed your sheep. Until I die, I'll be following you.
We bossed up.
Unashamed, won't bite my tongue. Standing firm, speaking boldly about the truth.
We bossed up.
Can't nothing stop our grind. We the light, you can't stop our shine.
We bossed up.
Praise the Lord, I ain't never scared. Standing on his word, spreading the gospel everywhere.
They say Nevi's life was like a roller coaster. He was riding with some killers way before he was a holy roller. But I'm repenting now, I'm walking in his grace. This is a part of God's army, now you can call me a holy soldier. Yeah, bossed up like I'm Solomon, cause Jesus is the boss of all bosses and I follow him. Lead me to where the Father's been, the awesomest. It don't make you a leader just because you got a follower. Bow down and got the call in him, and then he came into my heart and he took away all the sins. Now I spit righteousness and really live it. Jesus is the truth, and can't nobody tell me different. I'm really with it, be speaking, but people barely listen. The gate is narrow, but most perish and never enter. They say me, you gotta call and people follow you. I carry my cross and teach them about what bosses do.
Lead the way, I'll feed your sheep. Until I die, I'll be following you.
We bossed up.
Unashamed, won't bite my tongue. Standing firm, speaking boldly about the truth.
We bossed up.
Can't nothing stop our grind. We the light, you can't stop our shine. Praise the Lord, I ain't never scared. Standing on his word, spreading the gospel
everywhere. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? You about to set it off?
It's already set off.
Okay, I'm locked in, man. I'm on the link right now.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. Let's make sure everything locked in real quick. Testing, testing. Can y'all hear me out there?
Hey, hey, amen.
Amen, amen. What's going on? Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, Sister Joni?
What up? Hey, hey.
What up? What up? Can you hear us on that one?
Not yet.
Hold on 1 second, man. We getting all these things together. You know. Locked in. Kingdom business, man. We right here, man. We putting it together, man. Boss. Busy out saving souls, turf missionaries. You know what I mean? Sister Joni Wilkinson.
Hey, hey.
In the building.
Woo-hoo, hey. This is what it's about. Amen.
We're waiting for Pastor Tone and Brother Norbert to lock in.
Yeah, you.
They can also call that,
you know,
number,
I mean?
If they can't get on. So just know that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor, I'm waiting for Pastor Tone right now. Brother Norbert is locking in right now, so he should be available in a minute. You know what I mean? But yeah, 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 man. We here, man. Kingdom business, man. Testimony of a sinner.
You
know what I'm saying? Quick testimony, man. You know what I mean? Of my background. A lot of people might have heard of me. You know what I mean?
Right,
or might have read up on me or watched me on the news or something. Mizzolini the Messenger. You know, I used to be Mizzolini the Bankroll. You know what I mean? I came from gang banging and dope dealing and you know, pimping, and you know what I'm saying? So I come from the gutter, man. You know, I come from the gutter, but the Lord brought me out of it, man. You know, he came to save my soul. You know, I was in the cell and I encountered the presence of God. And he just sent me out here on this mission. So we're using every platform that we got. We're going to get more into testimony. We're using every platform that we got. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
To spread the word, to spread the business of the kingdom and stay active. You know what I mean? And push
That's
this movement. Okay, I think I see Junior right here. Brother Humble.
Amen.
Say something, man.
Hey, you got home, my Christian.
Yes, sir. How you doing, bro?
I'm just vlogging with brothers
right here, just
joining the kingdom business,
you know.
You know, ready to spread the gospel, spread the love of Jesus Christ, you know, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, man. Sister Joni, we're gonna go to another song before we really actually start. We finna get busy on this Northwest Coast first, man. You know, I gotta represent the Northwest first off and foremost.
Amen, amen.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna get into my brother X, man. X Chosen. You know what I mean? Me and him did a nice little knocker called Amen, man. And we actually finna shoot the video July 9th. Make sure y'all tune in, man, and get the update of the video. We're gonna shoot July 9th. We're probably gonna do it at Peninsula Park. That's what we're coming up with. July 9th at Peninsula Park, you know what I mean? It's probably going to be around like 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? We're going to barbecue, we're going to have the grill on. You know what I'm saying? Come represent, show support to the brother, man. X, man. He's just signed to Kingdom Music and he's doing big things for the kingdom, man. Shout out to my brother X, man. Shout out to
Praise
my brother
God.
Lone Star.
Yes.
And he is King Studios, who's been shooting videos, man, for the king, for the brothers and sisters, man, and he's been doing a great job. But this is my brother X, man, X Chosen, and me and X, man.
X, what's good, Mizzolini? Around here, we proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. So every day, I gotta say, Amen. Now who am I that you just keep on blessing me, pouring out your perfect love in the storms, you give me peace. I do not deserve it, Jesus, cause I nailed you to that tree. Yeah, you hung and shined your light, but it wasn't Christmas Eve. Oh, that's why I give you the praise. Amen. Swear I was dancing rose from the grave. Amen. Jesus Christ, I'm blessing that name. Amen. That's why I gotta say. Day by thinking, got to redo things right. Mercy and your grace, you renewing it like a passport. Lord, I feel the shame for trying to dodge you like the landlord. I give you all I have, Lord. I wanna feel your love more. Remind me, I'm your son. I think that's when I feel insecure. The thoughts I have ain't always pure, muddy like the flint water. I have nothing much to say, but all I need is you, Father. Suddenly I feel that peace. That love is rushing me, reminding me that my soul you will keep through the trials and tests. And when I go to sleep, your word that keeps me grounded like I got cleats. The haters so shade, I am not at the beach. With Christ I'ma roll like the wheels on a Jeep. And then through his word he gave me victory. That's why I give you the praise. Amen. Squared up with dancing rose from the grave. Amen. Jesus Christ, I'm repping that name. Amen. That's why I gotta say. Even when I fail, cause I'm still a man. You lift me up with your mighty hand. My love is good cause you promised to hide them in your wings when the storms blew. When we went through it, they all assumed it was all over, but they spoke too soon. Through Christ, we standing strong. Yes, the metaseason is what we on. You told me go, so I go hard. Block criticism like I'm LeBron. I'm too focused on the vision you gave. Don't need the money, don't want the fame. Introverted by nature. When the mic's off, not much to say. For too long, I held on to pain. But you came and you healed and you took all my shame. Jesus Christ is the name I proclaim like a king. I'm a rap for the sake to the end of my days. With me are my brothers, no Lecrae, but we're all in a scene. If it could change me, it could change you. Just keep it real in your heart and watch it all come through. That's why I give you the praise. Amen. Squared up with dancing rose from the grave. Amen. Jesus Christ, I'm repping that name. Amen. That's why I gotta say.
Shame and our hands is raised up like amen. So save it for the heavens above. Explaining the folk how he suffered for us. He took all our sins, beaten, covered with blood. Nailed to a tree just because of his love. But look what it cost, look what he bought. Died just for you and me. Who would have thought that I could be saved from a life full of sin? Out the dirt that I did, but the truth I was lost. When he came in my heart, created a boss. A servant for him, but to leave for his cause. We pleading in the name of Jesus, we call. Healed by his stripes, left bleeding for all. But that was in it, the God that I served. Died in the day and was raised on the third. He conquered death and then he gave us the word. And he's coming back here to remake the earth. So let's take hands, bow our heads and start praising. Right, yeah. It's the brotherhood and no one accord. Let's all together say amen, amen.
That's why I give you the praise. Amen. Squared up with dancing rose from the grave. Amen. Jesus Christ, I'm repping that name. Amen. That's why I gotta say.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome.
Yes, sir. That's my bro. My bro X, man. Chosen, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things. look forward to seeing the brother do big things in the future, man. You know, he just, like I say, he just signed the King of Music, man, and he got a zeal for the Lord, man, and he's active, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing, man. He's coming up with great music, and he got the spirit in him, man. He got that Holy Ghost fire. You know what I'm saying? Brother Tone. I think we got Pastor Tone in here, man.
Praise God, Cristiano.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Hello? Tone. Okay. Maybe that's not him, man. But yeah, man, we locked in, man. Who is that? That might be brother 23. Okay, well we're gonna lock that out, man. Hey, anyway, yeah. So the testimony of a sinner, man. You know what I mean? Your boy Nidalini, man. I was running the streets. I'm gonna start off with the testimony first, man. I was running the streets. Okay.
Oh yeah, we locked in.
There we go.
Okay. There we go. I was wondering where you was at. I was wondering where you was at, brother.
Man, glory to God, man. We locked in, man. He was the Lord, bro.
Yes, sir, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, so this episode right here, we just making an introduction, man. You know what I mean? Talking to the people, giving a quick testimony of where we come from, man. Like I said, I started from the Northeast Portland Street. Got into gangs at a young age, man. You know what I mean? Got to selling drugs at a young age. And that's where it went, man. And from there, I just went to a spiral, downhill spiral, man. You know what I mean? It didn't. Tragedy struck. It was May 16th of 2013. I was in Hawaii, and my girl Ivanice Harris was murdered, man. And during that time, she went missing for 3 days. First she went missing for 3 days, man. They end up finding her body, and it broke me, man. You know what I'm saying? It broke me. 6 months later, I get indicted. I go to federal prison, and in a federal prison. I ran into Tone, and you know what I mean. I was struggling for a minute trying to search for truth, and then that's when I ended up finding the Lord, man. I encountered the Lord in my cell, man, and you know I submitted, surrendered to Him, man, and gave my life to Christ. And soon after that, man, it was like the transformation began, man. It was like the certain things that I wanted to do, that I used to want to do, I didn't want to do no more. I want to straighten out my clean out my whole closet. You know what I'm saying? As far as lust issues, greed issues, addiction issues, all the issues that we all face. You know what I'm saying? That really holds us and that holds us bonds and slaves to this thing we call sin, man. And the chains was broken. To walk in it, though. You understand what I'm saying? It was like I had to walk in the blessing. I had to walk into the grace. You know what I'm saying? The grace. I had to walk in grace. And as I walked in grace, God was just leading the path, man. And he was doing amazing things. And he showed me then that He was real. You know what I mean? He showed me then that He was true. He showed me then that He was faithful. You feel me? Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
So that's what it was, man. You know what I mean? So I don't look at things as coincidence now, man. He get a full transformation of me, man. And the way I look at people, the way I love, the way I share the message, the way I the passion I feel, man. This is something that that was just something that I didn't do at all. Just something that, that manifested through Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Testimony, man. Testimony of a sinner, man. Where did God deliver you from? What pit did he snatch you out of, brother?
Huh?
I said, where did God deliver you from? What pit did he snatch you out of?
The daily pit.
Can you hear me?
You know?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Yes, sir. Give us a quick, give the people a quick testimony, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I was growing up, you know, I had my dad and my mom. My dad was a boxer, you know, and, you know, my dad ended up getting into drugs real heavy, hanging out with the wrong people. And, you know, that ended up sending him to prison because he started pulling robberies and burglaries to support the habit, you know, and to try to help us maintain the lifestyle we had before he started getting wrapped up. You know, so then it was just us at the house and moms, and mom was struggling. And you know, so me and my brother, we started going to the streets and hustling and, you know, selling drugs out there on the block just to try to be able to eat right, you know, just so we could eat.
And sir.
So we got wrapped up in it from that point. Like, you know, then along with that came affiliations with certain gangs and groups and, you know, running the streets with them and shooting and robbing and being violent and in and out of juvenile facilities and foster homes. You know, my dad got out of prison and, you know, I got real messed up and had to go live in a foster home for a long time. They took me out of my mom's house, you know, and she fought and got me back. It's just like a whole bunch of chaos. And it just ended up with me feeling like, you know, violence was the answer and the streets was the answer. And I got caught up and got sent to prison for a long time, you know. And they originally sentenced me to 65 years. You know, 5 years later, I beat that case and we got it dropped down to 34 years. I carried that on my back for 10 years straight and finally won. And, you know, I ended up only serving 15 years. And by the grace of God, came out brand new, changed, transformed. You know, had a wild encounter with God in the room by myself, and you know the presence of the Lord was so thick I could feel it, you know, and he just broke
Amen.
Me down, man. He worked on me in my heart, and Jesus
Amen.
Showed me that he was the real deal, that he was the real, and he called me into the ministry, and you know ever since then it was Brother Tone, Pastor Tone, servant of the Most High, you know, and that ain't never gonna change, and it's like, you know, I learned from my own situation that nothing is impossible for him, man. You know, God can change anybody, man. He can save who everybody else says is unsavable, man. So there's hope for everybody, man. And, you know, I always want to tell people my life is proof. You know, praise God.
Praise Amen. God, man. Praise God, man. That's what's up, man. We finna get into some more testimony, but we finna get into some more music, man, before we get into that. You know what I mean? We finna get into my boy Rob B., you know what I'm saying, out there in Grants Pass. Shout out to Rob B, man, you know what I'm saying, from Ephesian Music Ministry, you know, Pilgrim Music, man.
Okay, yeah.
He's doing big things. Yes, sir, he's doing big things for the kingdom, man. Young brother, got the zeal for the Lord, man, you know what I'm saying? So we finna get into this cut right here called Ghost Rider. This is Rob B, Christian Hip Hop, man, Kingdom Business Radio.
Got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, got a ghost rider, got a. I ain't never gonna take the credit, although I do admit I've been tempted. Heaven sent and when
when they check the method, they surprise I'm vested in the gospel message. Homie, we ain't never stop until we pop. Don't know the location, we set up shop. Tour the road and get pulled over by the cops. This isn't Robbie, got major boy, this raw. Sending up prayers when I write a verse. The Lord gives me words, now the track is merged. Anybody trying to be a jerk, I'm not listening, I'm trying to work. All you nerds, now listen up when I'm speaking to you kids. Don't believe lies when they come from the pit. The work is through you, but the glory's for him. And there's something that I should admit. I got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider. I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, got a ghost rider, got a.
Blessings on blessing, them lyrics on lyrics, them bars after bars, like I rapped in the prison. No Drake on this track, but I get it. Taking over my body, that Jesus be fit. Oh man, I've been working on the come up. It's the night before the victory, and I can see the sun up. Put me on the track, you know it's you saying it's time to run up. Like rat tat tat tat, like I had me a gun up. Oh man, I feel great, like I made it. Been living in darkness, but light has been changing. Got a city of people that's patiently waiting, but God has been writing every line I've been making. So screw your debate, and I pray over Satan and bless everyone that has ever been hating. Die demons like Matrix, my soul's not forsaken. You thought this verse good, watch what God's finna save me, cause
got
I got a
ghost rider. Holy ghost rider, I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider, I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, holy ghost rider, I ain't writing, got a ghost rider, got a ghost rider, got a.
Got a ghost rider, call that holy fire, handing out raps like a dang supplier. Boy, I'm in the show, please check the flyer, calling out rappers like an umpire. I'm a survivor, check the attire, pilgrim me and T, you know that we fire. Don't need a lighter, you rappers a liar. Snakes in the grass, man, I call that a viper. Holy ghost rider.
What?
Holy ghost rider.
Yeah.
Watch out for these snakes, cause they a bunch of fake riders.
Yeah.
Holy ghost rider.
Yeah.
Holy ghost rider.
What?
Watch out for these snakes, cause they a bunch of fake riders.
Woo!
Chosen steer me, and there's no regrets. I hit them sets and show the love of Jesus. So remember.
remember me as a man of God in love with Jesus. So many broken pieces and shattered dreams where I'm from. I traded them beams on my gun for these beams from the sun. The same Christ that then hung, breathed his life in my lungs. I'll praise to Yahweh and to Yeshua, the righteous son. No one's righteous, not one, but his blood can cover yours. So hop up on this winning team like teams on hoverboard. Homie, the choice is yours. We in this righteous war. So I advise you grab your sword and hearken to the Lord.
It's a righteous war, yeah. And I'm riding with my sword. Yeah. I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord. Lord. My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
Come on.
My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Righteous war.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm riding with my sword.
Uh-huh.
I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord. Love,
yeah.
Lord. My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
My veins, man, so I bless the streets. The strong survive where I reside. We test the weak. My heart stretches deep, so I don't stress defeat. If I get killed, just lay me on my shield and put my flesh to sleep. Turn to Christ, eternal life awaits a faithful soldier. The wait is over. Well done, my son, let's praise Jehovah. I hope I made my quota. Fulfills your will. We light it up, even though life's as rough as Brillo field. Take me to the afterlife, cause I sacrificed it all for the team. My only concern was being worthy when I served the king. God's word will clean the imperfect things like turpentine. No noise in my tummy, my money, purple grain. We stack it high, stash supplies to fund the war. You ain't no leopard, what you stepping up in this jungle for? Being Christian's my addiction, I'm riding for it. I'm a slave to my convictions, I'll die to show it.
Righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword.
Yeah.
I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord. Lord, my life is yours. My life is yours. My life is yours,
yeah.
My life is yours,
yeah.
Righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword.
Uh-huh.
I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord.
Yeah.
My life is yours. My life is yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
My life is yours. My life is yours.
Yes, sir. Righteous war. And I'm riding with my sword. If I'm dying, and I'm dying for the Lord. That was Seven, man. And Illuminate. Before that, you heard my boy Rob B. And Ghost Rider. You know what I'm saying? He went in. Hello?
Glory to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello? Praise God.
Hello? Yeah, that righteous war, man. A lot
of
the war out here, man.
That's right.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
Yo, I'm just calling in.
Oh, is it 23?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, glory to God, man. We live on the air, man. What's up, man?
I just wanted to call in. Hey, thank y'all for everything, and thank you. I appreciate what y'all doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who is this?
Man, this is Brother Cody.
Amen.
Glory to God, Cody.
It is. 23 on the hand.
Yes, sir, man. For sure, man. Man, we've been missing you, man. Come through, man. Come spend some time with us. We finna get into some more testimonies. You know what I'm saying, Sister Joni. You know we gotta have the female perspective, right?
Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen. You know, get the people a quick introduction of who you are, man, and your testimony, sister.
All right, amen. Thank you, my brothers, for having me. I really appreciate y'all. Love y'all so much. My name is Joni Wilkinson. I'm born and raised in the huge Eugene, Oregon. I come from family. My parents been married almost 40 years, grew up doing everything the right way, you know, going to school, going to college, going into the sorority, and, you know, just trying to live the American dream, do everything the right way. My way, my parents' way, but not God's way. So after college, being in a sorority, turning up, acting all kinds of crazy, and trust me, I was on one, all over the place, you know, date rape, drugs, the whole nine, turned up. After that, got out, got married, not married once, married twice, okay? So divorce times two, led to depression, hurt, anger, low self-esteem, daily migraines, weight gain, and the feeling of being a failure. I let my parents down. I let my family down. I let my daughter down, who's now 15. I let everybody down. And I surrounded myself, began to surround myself with the wrong people. I hung on to anyone who showed me attention. I would hang on so tight, I would try to control their life. And y'all know when your life is out of control, you think controlling someone else's life is the cure. Well, that ain't the business.
Right.
And these toxic, very toxic, very, very toxic relationships, manipulation was intense on my part, on the gentleman's part as well. It was just domestic violence, abuse, verbal abuse, the whole nine. But, yeah, I would say that I would accept any type of treatment because I was told I would need clothes, houses, cars, anything material I thought was love. I longed to be loved, cherished, respected, treated like a queen, but that was a hot mess, and that was not what was going on. My choices were made out of pain, low self-esteem, which took me down a dark, dark road for, like I said, migraines, depression, weight gain. Of course, I go to the doctor. The doctor, before I was 30, had me on 16 medications, and y'all know they put you on one to counteract another, And I remember watching my daughter's first grade basketball game. I tried to jump up on the bleachers to yell and scream, run faster, jump higher. And I couldn't even get on the bleachers. And I'm like, okay, this is a problem. I'm too big. I'm trying to yell at my daughter. I'm trying to be an example to my daughter. It was just, it was all a mess. So I took myself off of all those medications. The doctor thought I was crazy. And I'm like, that's fine. I've been called crazy since I was born. So that's fine. Watch me. So the doctor watched me take myself off of all this medication, and they thought, how did you do that? Well, there were many nights. Detox was intense, but I had the word, I had worship, and I just clung to God. And I was like, God, get this out of me, get this out of me. And I would cling to his word, and I would cling to his presence, and I just worship him and praise him and praise him through, knowing that he is my deliverer. So through all of this, obviously I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I couldn't be an example to my daughter. I couldn't be in my right mind to my daughter because of all these pharmaceuticals that I was on. So I began to take a look at myself and the things around me and began to take one day at a time and think, okay, God created all these church people for a purpose. Surely I'm created for a purpose. Like, what's going on? God, if you're real, if you're going to deliver me, and he did deliver me through all of this, I clung to him. I woke up every day early, and people still think I'm crazy. Someone today, Jill, because I get up early and I need my time. I have that time with God. So every day I would set my alarm clock. I would force myself some days to get up, get in the word, worship, dig into God, and just beginning to pray away these toxic people. He will. So I dug into the word of God, and I remember what his word said. He will give me a way out. People just began to be removed out of my life, and my life started to change. I was angry. I was cold-hearted. I would go into the job. People always thought that I was mean and tough, and I remember everybody used to call me. I was cold-hearted. I never cried. Well, now I cry pretty much all the time, and I just love everybody, and I just want to remind everybody that we all were born on purpose, for purpose, with a purpose. So you were born for a reason. We need you. God loves you. You are forgiven. You haven't done too much dirt. You know, the American dream isn't everything that it's cracked up to be. God's plan is the only plan, and walking in his purpose and his love, he opens doors that are just crazy. God is crazy faithful, and he loves y'all.
Amen. Amen, sister. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? That's a strong testimony of a strong woman going through the worst and coming out at your best. A strong woman of God, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Amen,
praise God.
Amen. And just anybody that's been through a divorce, please never give up praying. Never talk bad about the other parent. Never give up praying, because it took 14 years. And praise God, my daughter is closer to her cousins, that whole relationship tried to get destroyed, but God will make a way because God knows the truth. Just keep your heart pure and stay on your face before God. He'll make a way.
Amen. Amen. That's what's up. Hey. We're finna get in some more testimony, man. We're finna get in our brother Humble Jr., you know what I'm saying? But first, before we get in that, man, we finna get into my boy, Triple Three. Oh, yeah, man, he's been doing amazing things for the kingdom, man. Been moving. He just got off tour. He's finna get on another tour. Matter of fact, we got a show together with Brian Trail and Kingdom Music,
yeah.
Jay For Real, X Chosen, man. We finna go live. It's called the Northwest Revival. That's July 18th. It's gonna be at Bethesda Baptist Church on 117th. On 117th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. So it's 1730 Southeast 117th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, Bethesda Baptist Church, man. It's gonna be live, man. Doors open at 6, all ages.
And we'll post the flyer too, and we'll
free.
Share the flyer so y'all can see it.
Yeah. We're gonna share the flyer, man, on the page. You know, follow us all, man, on Facebook, man. Mr. Mizzolini, Facebook, Mizzolini, Instagram, Mizzolini the Messenger, Twitter, man. So check us out, man. We rocking, man. Boss, man. You know, this is my boy, though. Triple Three Songs to God. Y'all check him out, man. Y'all look him up. Triple Three, man. He just signed a Kingdom Music, man. He got the ministry, Ephesian Music Ministry out there in Washington. So check him out, man. This is a slap, man. Songs to God. Kingdom Business Radio.
With the Savior, came back to Vegas. Yeah, we always knew how much we could do.
I've been walking with the Lord, man, singing songs to God. Praise the Lord, man. My triple three, man. That boy be going hard, man. Hey, y'all be on the lookout for that brother, man.
I love triple three, man.
Hey, he be spitting them flames, man. For real. I love that brother, man. He's so eager to serve the Lord, man. He got a giving heart, a loving heart, man. A lot of people don't understand the fruits of the Spirit, man. You know what I'm saying? And how we should see the fruits of the Spirit through people, man. Like we can determine as believers, we can determine if you're bearing bad fruit or you're bearing good fruit. And that brother is bearing great fruit, man. He's pushing. He's unafraid. He's unashamed. He's going everywhere, wherever the Lord's taking him, man. And he's moving, man. And God is working through that brother, man. So shout out to Triple Three, man. My Cristiano brothers, what's up? And sisters, what's up?
What's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Pastor Tom.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, brother Norbert. He said his name is Humble.
His name is Humble.
Everybody got their names, man. He got his name is Humble. He going with Humble, man. That's what it is. Junior.
All right. Glory to God, man. I like that.
Yeah, brother Humble, man. Hey, let's get a quick testimony, man, of where you come from and how the Lord delivered you, man. Testimony of a sinner, man. Kingdom Business Radio, man. Chop it up with him.
Praise God. I come from like a broken home, you know, without moms and dads. Mom was too busy working two jobs, never home. But we grew up in a active family, you know, just out there, lost, drug addicted, you know. It was just all bad, abusive family, all that. You know, but just a quick highlight of my life, I ran to drugs, you know, and try to fit in, trying to, you know, be the hype of the, you know, the light of the party. You know, it was just, you know, not being me. You know, then I just went numb for so long. And just to quit, just like, you know, I met the Lord. Like, I would always just come in. And, like, where I met the Lord, honestly, was like, he came to me multiple times. And I really can't just specifically put my finger on one. Like, you know, he was always reaching out for me. I was just pushing him away. I was in college. You know, it's just crazy how the Lord met me, and I gave my life to the Lord. I just told him, like, I got on my knees, and I was just like, God, just teach me how to love myself. You know, but first, let me fall in love and develop an up-close and personal relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ. And, well, I'm telling you, like, he removed, I'm talking about the chains of addiction from heroin is gone. I don't even crave it whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, man, it's just so powerful. I was abusive. I was bitter. I was angry. I was just a selfish person. I was just everything opposite of to the Spirit. And ever since I asked Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior, now I'm just like, man, I'm active, man. I'm out there spreading the gospel, letting the brothers know about the love of Christ and what he can do. And, you know, like, it's unexplainable. I really can't pinpoint it all, because, you know, the testimony's so long, but just the highlight of it is that Jesus is Lord, bro. And if you get on your knees and just like, God, if you are who you say you are, you created the heavens and the earth, you created everything. You know, I need you to come and just touch me in a mighty way. And, you know, and bam, ever since then, you know, the Lord came in and just changed my life and flipped it upside down. Now I'm out pushing the kingdom business. We bossed up. And, you know, we just serving the Lord wholeheartedly, you know. In Jesus' name, casting out demons and all that. So, you know, but I'm right here with my boy Triple Blessings as well, you know, and just getting it in. All glory and honor and praise goes to Jesus, our Lord, the King, man. God bless you, brother. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
Can you tell the people, tell them, why don't you crave that anymore?
Why don't I crave heroin no more?
That's right. We can talk about it.
I don't know, like, just this Holy Spirit, his presence, when you read his word, and, you know, just it just completely just goes away. Like, it goes away 100%. Like, you hear about people saying, oh, when you give your life to the Lord Jesus, oh, you still have these cravings. No, he completely 100% just wiped it out. I don't even crave it. I don't desire it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't know. It's just a test from the master. You know, once he touches you and he cleanses you from that, he delivers you from that, you just don't want it no more. You know, and it's just, you know, it's powerful. I can't explain it. You know?
And it's real. Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. What's up, my Christianos?
We
still active, or what's up?
Hey, man. Glory to God. You need to be delivered from, no matter if you're rich or you poor, man. You got a problem. We got a problem, and it's a sin issue.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But when people start recognizing that, yeah, it's a sin issue going on.
That's 6 minutes.
Be not having been, but you now wanna change.
me free by breaking the chain. Now my allegiance is to the king. My life proves the most high reigns.
Oh, we're out here living. Oh, we're out here giving. Oh, we're out here serving. But the truth is I'm not worthy.
For the most high, for the most high,
for the most high.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Pastor Tom, what's your favorite scripture to stand on?
My favorite scripture to stand on is, I would have to say, Isaiah 55:10, as word will never return to him void.
That's right. Amen.
I love that because it just helps me to see that everything else in the scripture, everything else that I love in the word, is it's like it's not just there for